The presidential candidacy of Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders has caught fire across the U.S. Since his announcement on the shores of Lake Champlain on May 26th, the perception of the Brooklyn-born self-declared Democratic Socialist has undergone a dramatic transformation, from a long shot to a serious contender to win the Democratic Party nomination. Sanders has drawn the largest crowds of supporters to his events of any candidate, surpassing his Democratic rival Hillary Clinton and all other Republican contenders. Recent polls show Bernie ahead of Clinton in the early primary state of New Hampshire and gaining strength in the first caucus state, Iowa. While Senator Sanders has focused his campaign on confronting growing income inequality in the U.S. and offering policy prescriptions to take the country back from Wall Street vulture capitalists and the billionaire class, the longtime Vermont legislator has said relatively little about his foreign policy platform. A recent visit to his campaign website, in fact, finds no mention of foreign policy issues at all. The progressive activist group RootsAction.org recently launched an online petition drive that urges Sanders to speak out about the links between corporate power, militarism, and social justice, echoing what Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. denounced as the madness of militarism. Here, Roots Action co-founder, author, and activist Norman Solomon explains the goal of the petition drive and reviews Senator Sanders' foreign policy voting record in the House and the Senate.
When it comes to challenging that status quo of economic inequality, of Wall Street power, of corporate dominance, of the insurance medical corporate complex, the hammerlock that the energy conglomerates have on fuel, energy, and climate policies, the whole raft of issues that Bernie Sanders sums up as a challenge to oligarchy, it really in many ways is unprecedented. I mean, I think you would have to go back to the 1988 campaign of Jesse Jackson to find one with so much political punch from a progressive standpoint and so much momentum. And I think it has really astonished the punditocracy within the Beltway and the corporate media to see the grassroots response and really mobilization that Bernie Sanders' campaign has been a catalyst for. So on that basis, I am very enthusiastic about the Bernie Sanders campaign for president. I personally support that campaign. At the same time, I think there are important reasons to go in with eyes very wide open and to, at the same time, be realistic about what the shortcomings are of his candidacy and his positions.
Your group, Roots Action, has launched this petition drive. What does it say exactly? What specifically are you urging Bernie Sanders to do?
More than 25,000 have already signed this petition, which is addressed to Bernie Sanders, and it first expresses enthusiasm for his challenge to corporate power in his presidential campaign, and then goes on to say that corporate power and militarism fuel each other. And it cites Martin Luther King Jr.'s statement about the madness of militarism and ends in a brief petition statement by urging Bernie Sanders to challenge the madness of militarism, to acknowledge and address how corporate power and Wall Street and so forth are intertwined with and fueling militarism and vice versa. And this petition, which gained momentum, it launched in August. It got more than 25,000 signers, and among them, more than 5,000 people took the time to write individual and often, I think, very eloquent statements, which are part of the petition, again, at rootsaction.org. And then at the end of August, we presented that petition, transmitted it directly to Bernie Sanders, care of his press secretary, and we got no response at all. The fact is that on many positions, from a progressive standpoint, Bernie Sanders either has been silent or when under questions he has responded. His policies towards the Middle East and towards what I think Dr. King would still call the madness of militarism, they're very inadequate. As a matter of fact, other than Bernie Sanders opposing the expansion of NATO, which is a commendable position, it's very difficult to find a significant difference between the foreign policy and war positions of Senator Bernie Sanders and President Barack Obama.
Norman Solomon, Bernie Sanders had long been a congressional representative in the House, and more recently, of course, years in the U.S. Senate. What do we know about his voting record when it comes to foreign policy? Is there any pattern that we can discern from where he took positions on issues of war and peace and militarism in general?
Well, there is a pattern. I think it situates him on the more skeptical end of the spectrum towards war among congressional Democrats. He's one of the better Democrats from an anti-war progressive standpoint on Capitol Hill, but that's a pretty low bar, and frankly, he doesn't clear it by very much. He will point out when he's trying to lay out his credentials of being willing to oppose wars that are terrible ideas, that he did vote against the first Gulf War in 1991 against Iraq. He voted against the invasion of Iraq when that came to a vote in October 2002 in Congress. But on the other hand, he voted in favor of the U.S.-led NATO bombing of Kosovo in 1999, which caused such destruction in Serbia and Kosovo. He also has been echoing a lot of the fairly belligerent talk coming out of the Obama administration about Russia, about Putin, about the need to, we're told, isolate politically, economically, and diplomatically Putin of Russia. And to me, most disturbingly of all, Bernie Sanders, in his campaign for president in the last now just about 4 months, has repeatedly fallen back on a mantra that, as he puts it, the United States can't do it alone in the Middle East. And as Sanders goes on to say, and I'm quoting here, Saudi Arabia has to get its hands dirty, unquote. And the independent journalist Robert Perry said it very well a few days ago in a piece on consortiumnews.com, where he pointed out that Saudi Arabia already has its hands dirty. As a matter of fact, it has its hands very bloody with its military interventions in Bahrain and now terrible bombing campaign in Yemen, thousands of civilian casualties. To hear Bernie Sanders go out of his way again and again to say that the United States needs to egg on and encourage and support Saudi Arabia to cross borders and bomb people, it's really appalling. And so it begs the question, what is Bernie Sanders' view of U.S. foreign policy in that region and, for that matter, military posture and activities internationally? And I think it's disturbing to see how much he feels it is incumbent upon the U.S. to make common cause with and build alliances with this terrible repressive dictatorship, for instance, of Saudi Arabia.
That was Norman Solomon, co-founder of RootsAction.org, and author of War Made Easy, How Presidents and Pundits Keep Spinning Us to Death. Learn more about the Roots Action Bernie Sanders petition drive by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.